He's bringing his stand-up this weekend to West Valley and Wise Guys, Pauly Shore, here on the Bill and O.C. Show. Pauly, what's up?
Is this live?
This is live, my friend. We are on delay, but, yeah, we are live.
Okay. Where are you guys, at Sundance?
Yeah, we're up at Sundance, man. Where are you at? Are you still in SoCal?
I'm in Vernal.
Why are you in Vernal, Utah right now?
Because Keith Stubbs told me to. When Keith Stubbs tells me to go somewhere, I go.
Is that where he's putting you up this weekend, Pauly? The Days Inn in Vernal?
No, I'm doing a one-nighter here.
That's so amazing.
It's like they look at me like I'm the abominable snowman, these people. They can't believe it.
It's been a while since they've seen the weasel, I guess.
Well, I don't think a lot of people come out here.
You're absolutely right. Even people who live in Utah don't go to Vernal, Pauly. So
right now there's a lot of people spitting up their coffee going, Pauly Shore's in Vernal. That's crazy, dude. I might as well get a kernel in Vernal, bro.
Hey, Pauly, I heard you.
Where are we playing? Wait, where are we? Well, we're playing the Quality Inn. Or the Pelican Bar at the Quality Inn. So if there's anyone at Sundance that wants to come see me tonight, they can hop on a puddle jumper to the Quality Inn, and I'll be performing here next to the incredible. What was that machine that we were playing? I just did a Pac-Man. It was cool.
Pauly Shore with us on the Bill and O.C. Show. He's in Vernal tonight for a one-nighter, and then he'll be in West Valley at Stubbs' place at Wise Guys. I heard you on Corolla's podcast not too long ago. Are you putting a documentary together yourself, or at least a short film? I thought I heard you talk about that.
Well, no, the documentary's out on Showtime right now. It's called Pauly Shore Stands Alone. It's a doc pretty much about me, you know, my life right now, kind of playing small towns, you know, while I'm taking care of my mom, who's got Parkinson's, and we kind of find out through the documentary who my mom is and how she's a mom for all the comedians, and it's kind of like a cool story. It's out right now on Showtime, so it's out. I'll actually be coming up to Sundance on Sunday.
Pauly, give me a sense of what it's like for a guy like you who's been all over the world, right, to come to Utah. We get people who embrace the culture here, and they love it when they show up. Some people that are out-of-towners, they come to Salt Lake City or even Park City for Sundance, and they're just kind of in awe about our weird little bubble. Well, how do you feel about Utah?
I don't really put places. For me, I've been, like you said, I've been traveling so much. Like, I don't put places in little bubbles. Like, everywhere's cool to me as long as people are cool to me. You know what I mean? So it's not like this place is better than that or I don't like this place. It's like as long as I keep moving, you know, and I'm not stuck anywhere for too long, you know?
Hey, Pauly.
I'm all right.
I'd say so. You've done so much from the stand-up to the movies to the MTV stuff. I mean, are you identified by different people of different ages, different ways? Like somebody my age who's in his early 40s knows you from the MTV days. Other people might know you from stand-up or movies. Do you find that people identify you different ways?
Mostly ex-cons and prisoners really identify with me. People that have spent time in jail, you know?
Where all they have is MTV to watch?
Yeah. No, I don't know. I would have to say it's kind of a mix. But, you know, I'm still surprised, you know, after all these years that people still even know who I am. But I guess they do, so I don't know.
You know, you mentioned your mom. I don't know that a lot of people know what your background is and who your mom, Mitzi, is. But give for those that may have seen or know that the film's out on Showtime and you'll be up here at Sundance, give people a little idea of where you came from, and comedy's kind of in your DNA, isn't it?
Yeah, my father toured with Elvis Presley back in the 60s and 70s, and then they started the Comedy Store back in 1972, where, you know, Sam Kennison, Richard Pryor, Robin Williams, Dave Letterman, all these guys kind of started at my mom's club, so I was like a kid back then, you know? I'm sorry. You know?
Yeah.
Hello?
Pauly, we're here. We're here. Sorry.
What happened?
I
It's a signal in Vernal. It doesn't come too clear.
You're below those high distribution power lines. It's hard to hear you half the time.
Yeah. I got a couple deer staring at me, some deer heads.
Paul, are you a big sports fan?
Of course.
What are you making of this whole Deflategate thing? We're a week away from the Super Bowl, and we're talking about squishy footballs instead of actual storylines for the game.
Well, Bill Belichick, he's so smarmy, you know what I mean, you know?
He kind of is.
But I could see him before they go out going, hey, man, just take a little air to that ball. No one will know. You know, and then, like, he keeps moving, you know?
So he took to the podium,
you know, the
today.
The Patriots beat him. What do you want? I mean, they, you know, if it was a close game, that'd be one thing, but they killed him, you know?
Yeah.
But I, you know, I don't know. I guess some people like their ball squishy. You know, what are you going to do, right?
Who was your team growing up? There was no football for a long time. And so were you a Raiders fan, a Chargers fan,
no,
a Rams fan?
No, it was
fan?
L.A. Rams, bro.
Back to the Vince Ferragamo days?
Was it Greasy? Was it Bob Greasy, right? Wasn't it Bob Greasy?
Yeah, well, no. Greasy played for the Dolphins.
Oh, I'm trying to think. Maybe it was Dan Fouts was the Chargers, right?
Yeah, Fouts was the Chargers guy.
He was awesome.
Paulie,
with his creepy beard, you know.
Oh yeah. You're gonna be at Sundance Sunday. You're playing the Wise Guys. Stubbs' place on Friday and Saturday.
Friday, Saturday, yeah.
How many shows?
Two shows Friday, two shows Saturday. And I have a great comic with me, Jesus Trejo. Utah, Salt Lake, will finally see a Mexican. And I brought one up from Southern California. So if you even want to, like, just look at a Mexican, you know, you can, like, come to the show for that.
What should people expect in the stand-up, Polly? Do you do a lot of the stuff from back in the day?
Well, it's like a Mexican and a Jew on stage, so we mix it up, right? A little tortilla, a little matzo balls, you know, we mix that up.
That combination has never existed in Salt Lake City before, so it's brand new, totally
novel.
That's what
I'm trying to say. I'm trying to, you know what I mean? We got a little tortillas, a little gefilte fish, and we just stir it up, bro.
Go see him Friday night and Saturday night at Wise Guys. And if you're up here in Sundance in Park City, look for him roaming the streets on Sunday. Paulie Shore here on the Bill and O.C. Show. Hey, be safe in Vernal, okay?
Yeah, I'm gonna need some good wishes tonight. It's pretty crazy here. But it'll be fun. We're at the Quality Inn if you want to come see me tonight in Vernal off of Highway 44 over here. Dude, you want to hear the funniest thing really quick? Then I'll get off. They brought me to the country station here this afternoon, like, to talk on the station, and they lost their signal. Like, the whole station lost their signal, like, they didn't, the electricity went out or something.
That's incredible.
And I couldn't even do the station. I had to leave. I felt bad.
That's just one of the things you deal with in Vernal. I mean, they're 65 years behind the rest of us.
Dude, it's awesome. Like, they're all excited. Like, Pauly Shore's coming in. He's going to do an interview. They waited, you know, a month or whatever it is. And I get in there, and literally, like, within 5 minutes, the whole side of the mountain, all the electricity went out.
All right. Be safe tonight. We'll see you in Salt Lake City on Friday.
All right, guys. Later.